Lou Kanellis here from Fox 32. Jane Monsouris, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Besides being a sports anchor in a nicely crisp white shirt because your family was in the dry cleaning business, you also love the restaurant business.
I'm Greek, right?
He's a restaurateur.
Right.
Yeah, he's Greek.
Really? How do you know a Greek person in Chicago? You know why? Because they tell you.
All the Greeks know the Greeks, man.
Yeah. Right. Avli in Lincoln Park, right off Southport.
Your neighborhood.
It is.
Right on Wrightwood and Wayne.
Yes.
On the corner of Wrightwood and Wayne, Avli Taverna, getting ready to open up, hopefully at the end of this week.
I love it.
We're just waiting for the city to give us our liquor license.
Uh-huh.
The neighborhood has been so welcoming.
I'll tell you what,
I love that neighborhood, and you live there. And the neighborhood, I believe, is starved for a restaurant.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the food is exceptional. Louis Alexakis, who's my partner, Bill Glasteris, also part of the partnership group, but Louis owns Avli and Winnetka, so I know a lot of people have been to Avli and Winnetka. Jane,
I've cooked in the kitchen with Louis at Avli and Winnetka.
So
we made a lamb.
If you think the food is good there,
and
you can
come help us out.
I'm not sure.
Here's the biggest problem. Our kitchen is so small.
Is it?
It's so small in Lincoln Park. I mean, because I keep badgering with Louis. You got to put this on the menu. You got to do Luca Mavis. And Louis is like, shut up. Where am I going
to
do this?
Yeah.
We have such a small kitchen. But the food, if you think the food in Winnetka is good, that's nothing. It's going to be great.
What's on the menu at the Taverna?
Man, you name it.
I mean, I love to just say Taverna.
Small plates, spreads like, you know, Tadama.
Which is what? Give me the Americanized version.
Tadama is like a cod roe dip.
Okay.
Okay. There's all kinds of spreads. Obviously, Greek salad, Cypriot salad. We had the Cypriot salad last week. Avgo lemono soup.
Ugh.
Then you've got small plates because I believe
it's like a lot of mezze, right?
Yeah, a lot of mezze. And I believe people would rather. A lot of people would rather. Not everyone would like to share. And when you go to the restaurant, you're going to want to share because you're going to want to have so many different things.
Sure.
So there's
domadas?
Small plates. You know, there's saganaki. No domadas. No.
Louis, get some domadas. On there.
Pork belly souvlaki.
Oh, that's good.
Zucchini chips, and then papuzakia, which is eggplant. I think I don't eat eggplant. Our eggplant is out of this world.
What?
We have a rotisserie.
Is that like lamb? Of course.
Okay. We have rotisserie that we're going to have Greek chicken on the rotisserie, pork on the rotisserie, lamb on the rotisserie.
Give me your number one plate when I go there this week.
All right. So you're not going to, if you go before we open, you're not going to be able to order off the menu.
Okay.
Okay. But when we open, all right, and here, we originally did not have Yudos on the menu because we just didn't, the kitchen's not big enough to put up the Yudos cone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Louis and my brother, my youngest brother, who has three kids, they all live in Orland, immediately he was turned off by my menu because we didn't have Yudos.
Do you love getting feedback from a family member?
He's a judge. He tells me how he feels.
Uh-huh.
All right? There's no gray area with George.
Yeah.
And I said to Louis, and honestly, the neighborhood was walking by. They knock on the door. They come in. They can't wait for us to open. And half the people would say, oh, you're not going to have Yudos? So I said to Louis, listen, we can be creative with our menu because we're going to do modern Greek. We're going to elevate Greek food.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you've got to have the go-to. So Louis came up with this menu where he has taken lamb and shaved it real thin. He puts it on the grill to give you that crispy side, and we tasted it last Tuesday. I'm telling you right now, it is our go-to dish. I know he hates me for saying that. It is our go-to dish. It's that good. I promise you it's the best Yudos you've ever had. It's the best Yudos I've ever had, and I've been eating Yudos for 52 years, ever since I had teeth.
People are texting the name. How do you spell the restaurant?
Avli. A-V-L-I. Which
A-V-L-I.
Means courtyard in Greek. So there's only 54 seats inside. But outside, when the weather turns again, we'll have a patio of over 60. And it's right there on the corner of Wrightwood and Wayne. I'm telling you, the food is exceptional.
And I think, too, so for Greek people, like, we can talk all of this food, like, you got skordeia and tzatziki and all these things, but you have to sort of open it up to the mainstream. People like gyro, so you got to have that on the menu in sort of the Louis you know, way he's putting it on the menu.
He fooled me. Honest to God, I thought, all right, well, you know what? Just put Udus on the menu to make those people happy. I didn't think he was going to take it to the level he did.
Wow, he's
and I'm the biggest fan
chef.
When it comes. Louis's done a great job. The whole team has
he
done
sounds
a great
like
job.
A godfather.
Peter Vastinos, who handles our cocktail program, okay, who owns Sparrow on Elm Street in the Gold Coast.
Sure.
Who's brilliant when it comes to craft cocktails. Our consulting chef is from Melbourne, Australia. Why Melbourne? Because more Greeks live in Melbourne, Australia than anywhere
there.
In
yeah.
the world except for Athens, because after World War II, the Greeks migrated to Melbourne or Ellis Island.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And he is our Greek chef, who's our consulting chef out of Melbourne, was featured in the New York Times because of what he's done. He has elevated Greek food.
Jane, what is Lou more passionate about, the Bears or Greek food?
I'm going to go Greek food.
I mean, look at his face. Yeah, I think Greek food.
He's been Greek before the Bears. Bears started when he was 4. Greek started when he was -0.
Avli, A-V-L-I. Okay.
Can you guys come by this week?
Yes.
I'll be there.
I'm not
going
to let you order off the menu yet.
I
want to make sure we get a few dishes down, and then hopefully we're going to open up this weekend.
Do you have like an olive and cheese plate?
Yep. You get olives when you sit down. You get olives and somme. That's on the house. That's our thank you.
And that is just my favorite.
Is Jane coming the night that I'm coming for Friends and Family?
She is now.
Oh.
It's not even Friends and Family. It's critics.
Really?
Yes.
So you want the truth.
I want the truth. Listen, I'm not opening this up because I just, you know, want to tell the world that I opened up a Greek restaurant. I'm opening this up to be successful. All right. I don't want to close because we didn't listen to the diner. Okay. Most of which probably aren't going to be Greek. That's why there's some, you know, it's about educating people that aren't Greek about Greek food. Okay. I always use this example. What Fabio did with Siena Tavern was brilliant. Mm-hmm. He took Italian food, all right, and he made women like Jane. If Jane wants to go out with the girls like she did with my wife and a few other women the other night, they went out, and you can go to Siena Tavern and share off the plate, okay, and not feel so stuffed that you're going to go home. And you're going to still go out and dance and maybe have a couple of drinks somewhere else.
But it gives you a nice opportunity to
taste
everything, and that's
so
the
that's
thing.
What we want to do.
You look at a menu, you're like, oh, I want that, but I don't want all of that.
Right.
So if you order these little small plates, then you have the chance to taste it all and see what you like the best. I can't wait to see Avli Taverna.
This is great.
Streets again, address?
I love it.
Again, it's 1335 West Wrightwood. Wrightwood and Wayne. Wayne is one block east of Southport.
There used to be three restaurants right where you were, and they went away like
Rose Angeles,
right across the street.
29 years they were there.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just closed because you know what? The owner said we did it long enough. 29 years.
Good
they were
done.
Maeve, M-A-E-V-E.
Was there
was right across the street. This used to be the old Tavish Grill.
Yep.
We took it over. The Marks family partners with us. They own the building. They said, please open up the finest Greek restaurant you can. And we did.
It's a great area.
We're not ending here. Next is River North.
Oh, boy.
Maybe in a year, right?
Wells and Huron.
What's our dessert? Kunabiedas?
Oh, my God. Baklava ice cream.
Yes.
Baklava ice cream.
All made in the kitchen.
Oh,
homemade
my
ice cream. Wow. Athena, our pastry chef, is the finest out there.
Jane is so happy. Her hands are in the air when she's talking about Greek food.
The next time I'm on, maybe next Sunday, if we get the, you know, if we're open, I'll have some food here so we can talk about it.
I love
too.
It, man.
Are you going to work next Sunday?
We don't know. We don't find out until tomorrow. When
well,
we
you
work.
Let me know when the next time you're working, and then
I'm
going to feed you.
I'm really interested in this gyro that he made.
Is that going to be available on Tuesday?
No. Oh, yes.
Okay.
You will have
the
Udus on Tuesday.
First thing you put on my table.
I'm telling you.
So hopefully next weekend, but check online.
The next time you have me out here, yeah.
Avli is the name of the Greek restaurant. Lou Kanellis, check him out today. Post-game show 90 minutes on Channel 50 and tonight on Fox 32.
You got it.
You're the best.
Thanks, Lou.
It's 720 WGN.